The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleh HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph brings the famous machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is osur min haTorah or chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah. The Isurei Achila, which we find in the Torah, for example, Chelev, Dam, Nevela, Chazer, eating on Yom Kippur, in order for one to get the punishment, the einish which the Torah gives to somebody who's over those yisurim, one has to eat the complete share. A certain amount is required in order for a person to go ahead and get the einish for that particular aveir that he was over. The shaila is, if one eats less than the share, an einish he's not going to get. Is it mutar lechatchila to go ahead and eat chatzi share, or is it also min haTorah to go ahead and to eat less than the share? So that's a machloekes in Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah. That if one eats less than a kezayis of chelev or of nevela, min haTorah there's no iser whatsoever in that achila. And Reish Lakish says, achila amar rachman of aleka. The Torah worded the lav, loy seichal, do not eat nevela, do not eat chelev. Therefore, if one eats less than a kezayis, halachically, that does not constitute a maisa achila. A maisa achila is dafka a kezayis. So therefore, one has not done what the Torah told him not to do. The Torah told him, loisoichal chelev, do not eat chelev. Achila is a minimum of a kezayis. If he eats less than a kezayis, he has not been oichel chelev, and therefore he has not done anything wrong on the Torah level. But Rabbanan, it's also, amid the Raisi, he has not done anything wrong. Rabbi Yechon argues and he says that since the chatzi zayis is chozi litzarufei, it could combine and become part of a kezayis. So since it could combine and be part of a complete kezayis, midaraisa it's aser to go ahead and eat part of the kezayis. Since it's chozi litzarufei, it could combine and become a complete zayis. Now, what the Gemara means by chozi litzarufei, that it could combine, it could be part of the full zayis, is actually a machlokes achreinim. And the way we understand chazi litzarufei will make nafkaminis lahalacha by which isurim do we say chatzi shir osam min haTorah, and by which isurim do we not say chatzi shir osam min haTorah. The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Pei Aleph asks a fascinating kshayla. The Gemara in Beya has a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much chametz must a person own on Pesach for the iser of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzei? What is the shear of the iser of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzei? Whether the shear is a kezayis or the shear is a kaiseves, the shear of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzei is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The shaila is that Tosfos in Psachim holds that if one owns chametz on Pesach, one is over the lav by Yiroah by Yimotzei, he does not get malchus, because Tosfos holds the by Yiroah by Yimotzei is a lav anitik la'asei. So since it's a lav anitik la'asei, so if one has chametz in their possession on Pesach, they're not going to get malchus. They go ahead and they go destroy the chametz, the mekayim tashvisu, and they're not going to get malchus because of the lav by Yiroah by Yimotzei. So effect the shagas ayei. If there is no malchus on the lav bal yiroah bal yimotzei, so what's the nafkemina? What the shear of bal yiroah bal yimotzei is? Mimarashach. If we're discussing iser, may I own less than a kezayis of chametz, less than a kesevis of chametz? It's anyway aser. Chatzi shear aser min haTorah. If the question is, do I get malchus anyway? Even if I have more than a kezayis, more than a kesevis, I don't get malchus. In other words, by Yisurim, which have an Einish, so then we have to know what's the shear of the lav, according to Rabbi Yechon. If one has less than that, then it's also min haTorah, they don't get an Einish. If they do more than that, then it's not also min haTorah, Sorry, it's also not Torah, and they get an Einish. However, by Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, where there is no Einish according to Taisus, so L'chayr, the shear is irrelevant. Less than the shear is anyway Aser, and more than the shear, anyway, there is no Malkus. That is the Shagas Aryeh's Kash. So the Shagas Aryeh says that it must be that the rule of Chatzi Shir, Osa Menatera, does not apply to Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. And therefore, the Shir is when it becomes Osir. And there are many riots to this, Agav. If you want, we just finished Pesach Tzpsochem. Pesach Tzpsochem, there's the Gemara of the Botzek Vesitke Ho'areva. It seems very clear that there is no Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze on less than a Shir. The question is, why not? What happened to the Svar of Rabbi Yechanan? The Rabbi Yechanan says that it's Chazilat Starufei. So the Shagas Aryeh explains that Chazilat Starufei is not to be understood in an abstract manner. That this Chatzi Zayis in front of me could theoretically hook up to another Chatzi Zayis, or could have been part of a Zayis Shalem, and therefore I could have gotten Malkus for this Chatzi Zayis, which I have in front of me. It's not to be understood abstract that since it could have been part of an entire Isser, so therefore that proves that even the smallest Mashahu is Isser. But rather, Chazal Sarufe is to be explained that when we deal with Yisurei Achila, Yisurei Achila have a Zman, a certain amount of time, the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, which any Achila which takes place within that shear of Kedei Achilas Pras is halachically considered to be one entity. If one eats a Chatzi Zayis of Nevela at 9 o'clock, and within the same Kedei Achilas Pras, one eats another Chatzi Zayis of Nevela, what happens is those two Chatzi Zayisin join together to make him be over the Isser of eating Nevela. So Chazilat Starufe means that this Chatzi Zayis which I eat can very well get larger and evolve into a Chaticha de Isura. It can very well itself become eventually, if I complete my Achila within the next day Achila's press, I can be over the Isser of Achilas Nevela B'Chatzi Zayis with this Chatzi Zayis that I already ate. That the Chatzi Zayis I'm eating right now can be Mechayev Mimalkus if I will continue to eat. That's the Svara of Chazilat Starufe. Therefore, Zokt the Shagas Aryeh, that the Svara of Chazilat Starufe only applies to Isurei Achila. Isurim which are Mitztaref within the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras to become a shear sholim. However, something like Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, let's say I own a Chatzi Zayis of Chometz at 9 o'clock, and then at 9:30 I buy another Chatzi Zayis of Chometz, it's true that I'm going to be over from 9:30 and on. But having that Chometz from 9 to 9:30, I cannot be Chayev, because at that point, I only have Chatzi Zayis. The Isra Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze does not work l'mafreya. It doesn't mean that retroactively that was a chaticha de Isura. It's true that it could be mitzarev to a shear in the osid, that it could be mitzarev to a shear in the future if I'll buy another Chatzi Zayis. However, if I own Chatzi Zayis, that's all I own, that Chatzi Zayis can never at 9 o'clock be part of the shear. Buy a Surei Achila, if I eat a Chatzi Zayis at 9, I need to eat another Chatzi Zayis at 9:15. Oh, it's too late, at 9:02. So then, the first Chatzi Zayis, L'mafreya, is part of the shear. That's the svar of Chazilat Starufe. However, by Chometz, where Chometz is only Mikanu Haba, I'm only over once I eat the second, I own the second Chatzi Zayis, so then, the first Chatzi Zayis is not called Chazilat Starufe, and there is no Issa Min HaTorah on the first Chatzi Zayis. That is the Shita of the Shagas Aryeh, that Chazilat Starufe means that I can be over on this Chatzi Zayis l'mafreya. The emphasis that the Magen Mishnah argues on the Shagasari. The Steibler brings in Maseches Pesachim, the Rambam paskins that it's also ligzel afilu kolshu, that it's also for a person to steal even a mashu, even though that what's negated to the mitzvah of the Heshel is Agzela, one is only chayev if he steals a pruta, but the Isser Gzela is even on a mashu. The question is why? So you could learn that the reason is because the Torah never gave a shear to the Isser Gzela. That the Isser Gzela doesn't have a shear. Even though the mitzvah of Hashavas Gzela has a shear, but who said that the Isser Gzela has a shear? That's the way you could learn. The Magid Mishnah learns that the reason why Chatzi Shear, why it's also Ligzela Filo Mashu, is because Chatzi Shear also Menat Torah. So the Steibler points out that L'chaira, the Isser Gzela, is just like the Isser of Chametz. It's true that if I steal a Chatzi Pruta, and then I steal another Chatzi Pruta, I will now have stolen a Pruta, and I will complete the Shear. However, I'm only going to be over the Isser Mikanu Lahaba, because from when I have a Kezayis in my Rishus, that's when I am over the Isser. It's not the pshat that I'm going to be evil amafreya. Again, it's not like achila, where I'm evil amafreya, but rather I'm only going to be evil mikanu lahaba. So the Stipler points out that the Magid Mishnah, who says that the iser of gzeilas kolshu has to do with chatzi shir, is disagreeing with the Shagas Aryeh in the understanding of chazil starufe. The Shagas Aryeh understands that Chazil Starufe means that it could be mitstarif to make me be over l'mafreya, and the Magid Mishnah seems to be learning that the fact that it can be mitstarif to make me be over, even mikanu l'haba, is enough to go ahead and to be called Chazil Starufe, because this part could bring my Isser to completion. The emes is that there's a third Havana in Chazil Starufe, which one finds in the Prima Gadim at the beginning of Basa B'chalav. Basa B'chalav is, as we all know, Osir B'bishal, Osir B'achila, and Osir B'hana. The Prima Gadim says that that's Pasha to him. That the Isra Achila of Basa B'chalav is also even Chatzishir. Chatzishir is Menat Torah, just like all Isurim. The Shaila he wants to know is, what's with the Isser Hana? Is there an Isser Hana on Chatzishir of Basa B'chalav? And the Prima Gadim says that it depends how you understand Chazil Starufe. Because L'chaira, the Prima Gadim understands, that there's no Tziruf whatsoever, even Mikanu Lahaba, what's Negeh to Hana. That means if a person is nene at 9 o'clock from a chatzi shir bas v'chalf, and then he's nene even teich de'achilas pras 9:02 from a chatzi shir bas v'chalf, and he's nene at 9:04, and he's nene at 9:08, and he's nene at 10 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, and 2 o'clock, that there's absolutely no, each maisa becomes a totally completely individual maisa, and therefore there's no tzirf whatsoever. Not even a tzirf mikanu l'haba. Not even like Gezel, not even like Bal Yiroya. There's no tzirf even mikanu l'haba. That the pshat is, I did a chatzi shir, I was net of a chatzi shir, and that's what I've done. I did it, I'm over, done, finished. So, the Prima Gadim declares, what's the pshat in Chazal Sarufe? Is the pshat in Chazal Sarufe that the action that I'm doing can somehow bring me to get Malchus? Either mikanu l'haba, ulo mafreya. He doesn't seem to differentiate. In which case, by Hana, there would not be a parasha of Chazil Starufe. And therefore, there would be no Isser of Chatzi Shir of, no Isser of the Hana on a Chatzi Shir of Basa B'chalaf. Or is the Pshat that Chazil Starufe is not saying that what I'm doing now can somehow bring me to an Avera. But rather, we're saying in an abstract concept that what's Reish Lakish saying? Reish Lakish is saying that Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah. So Rabbi Eichel is tiny, you can end up with a very funny thing. Because if I eat a mash, if you tell me like this, a mashahu of chaylev is mutter. And another mashahu of chaylev is mutter. If I have in front of me 10 mashahus of chaylev, they're all mutter. I'm going to go ahead, put 10 mutter things into a bowl, make it into a gzayis, and eat it, I'm going to be chayef. Tainit Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Mistaver. Because since if I put them together, oh, I am going to be over an Isser of eating Chalev, and so it must be that the whole is the sum of its parts. The only way to understand that if all the pieces are put together, I'm Chayev, it's called a shared I'm Chayev, is if I understand that every mashal along the way is Chayev. Memela, that's Yechan Sara. It's Chazilit Staruthe. That since each mashu could join together to make a shir shalem, so therefore behechruch every mashu is usher. We're not talking that on a practical level what I'm doing now could bring me a day malchus even ikana bala mafreya. But we're talking conceptually. Conceptually, each mashu has to be usher because each mashu could be part of a greater shir. And the Prima Gadim says, depending on how you understand the Svar of Chatz Chazil Starufe, that will make a nafgamina whether there is a din of Chatz Yishir, an Isser of Chatz Yishir by Hana. So we're holding that there are three pshatim in Chazil Starufe. One pshat is that it is mitstarif l'mafreya to make me be over the Isser with what I have eaten. That second pshat is that now I have it, and therefore it will be mitzdarif to something if I get another piece, like by chametz and like by gezel, and mitzdarif l'kanal haba, or else it's totally abstract and conceptual that this behechrach is usher because it is part of a greater, it could have become part of a greater shir, therefore it must be usher today. Just to tie up two loose ends, first of all, this that the Prima Gadim nems on that by Isser Hano there is no Tziruf, so that is really a Machlekes HaPoskim. There are Poskim who say that if you learn that the Isser Hano of Basel B'Cholov is Toloi be Shavaputa, not the Kazayas, then could be it is Mitztaref, the same way Me'ila is Mitztaref over a 3-year period, could be Hano does have a Tziruf. And if you learn like that, Sadam Nachrenim, so then you can even have the best type of Chazilus Terufei by Hana. That's one point I wanted to make. That there are Achrenim who say that Hana is Mitztaref if you hold that the Shir of Hana of Asa B'Cholov is a Shavaputa. The other loose end I wanted to wrap up is, so according to the Prima Gadim, why is it that there is no Isser of Chatz Yishir by Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze? It's pretty much mavur in the Gemara Masechet that there's no Isser of Chatz Yishir by Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. The Shaila is why not? So there's a Chacham Tzvi, which the Chacham Tzvi says is very interesting Svara. He says that every Isser of Chatz Yishir, also in Atayra, comes along with a little bit of a Svara of Achshavei. That since I went ahead and I ate it, and I was Machshavit, so the Svara of Achshavei with the Chatz Yishir, that's what makes it Asa min HaTorah. The Chacham Tzvi says that by Yiro by Yimotze, where there's no action, by Gezel I stole it, by Chelev I ate it, but by Yiro by Yimotze, where it's just sitting in my Rishus, I didn't do anything, I wasn't Machshiv B'chlal, the Chatz Yishir, since there is no Achshavei at all, so there was no Pu'ula Mitzidi, so then it's not going to be Asa min HaTorah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.